The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Nerdy Greeky websites. From the NOPBC, Freedom Scientific has released the 2023 updates for JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion. From 9 to 5 Mac, iOS 16.2 features. From XDA-Developers, iCloud Beta News from Mac Rumors. From Bleeping Computer, 3 updates for security and other fixes. Apple fixes 9th zero-day attack. Windows 10 update has 19 improvements. Windows 11 update has 26 improvements. So let's get started. That's a lot of tech. Posted on the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, we have Freedom Scientific Incorporated, JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion 2023 released on Tuesday. Check out the What's New pages and download the latest versions for all the new features and improvements. There are 3 websites that I'm going to give you that are hot links. For JAWS, https://bit.ly/3N7M Q4. For Zoom Text, https://bit.ly/3SV2u. For Fusion, https://bit.ly/3W2rc H. Hashtags JAWS, hashtag Zoom Text, hashtag Fusion. From 9to5Mac.com, iOS 16.2 adds new sleep widget for your lock screen. Medications widget also coming soon. Article by Chance Miller. iOS 16.2 Beta 1 launched to developers with a handful of new features and changes. As it turns out, the update includes a new lock screen widget option for sleep data from the Health app. There's also a new medications widget coming soon as well. Sleep. The new sleep widget for the lock screen is included in the first beta of iOS 16.2. You can add it to your iPhone's lock screen to quickly view your sleep data. There are 2 different options, one that shows a collection of charts for the past 7 nights of sleep data, and another that shows a more in-depth look at the previous night. The new sleep widget for the lock screen joins the already existing home screen widget. The home screen version of the sleep widget was added with the release of iOS 15 last year. Medications. Alongside the addition of the sleep widget for the lock screen, Apple is also working on a medications widget. 9to5Mac discovered evidence of this new medications widget of some kind in code for iOS 16.2 Beta 1. As of right now, the medications widget is not available. It's also unclear whether it will be a home screen widget, a lock screen widget, or both. Apple added robust support for managing your medications with iOS 16. The feature is integrated directly into the Health app. You can enter your medications, set a schedule, and receive reminders, and learn about potential interactions between medications on your list. The app will also warn you about interactions between your medications and things like alcohol and marijuana. It's unclear when Apple will officially add this new medications widget to iOS, but much of the code is there in iOS 16.2 Beta 1. This suggests the widget will arrive sooner rather than later, perhaps with a future beta of iOS 16.2. From XDA-Developers.com, Apple debuts revamped iCloud for web, now available in beta, published 18 hours ago on Wednesday. Readers like you help support XDA developers. When you make a purchase using links on our site, we may earn an affiliate commission. Apple has revamped the web version of iCloud in a new beta, offering a new layout and making it more friendly to use. Apple has been on a roll recently, debuting new hardware with the release of a new iPad, iPad Pros, and Apple TV 4K. In addition to the new devices, the firm also delivered new software updates, delivering for iOS 16.1, iPadOS 16.1, and macOS Ventura. If all of that weren't enough, it also made changes to the web version of iCloud, delivering a revamped design that looks fresh, light, and fun. This new update was discovered by the folks over at Mac Rumors, who found the updated experience through the iCloud beta website. If you're unfamiliar, the updated web portal looks much better than the older one, which you can see pictured above. There's a screenshot. The older version almost felt like a clunky web version of iOS, while the new one feels like something completely different. Best of all, the new interface offers the ability to customize. Furthermore, everything feels faster when navigating, making it easy to jump from photos to notes and other sections. For the time being, the new iCloud website will be in beta, but luckily anyone can access it by heading to beta.icloud.com. As mentioned before, Apple has been pretty busy this week, and unfortunately not all of the moves have been positive. In addition to the latest software updates to its products, the firm announced that it would be raising prices for some of its services. Perhaps where users will feel the impact the most is with Apple TV Plus and Apple Music services. The cost for Apple TV Plus will be rising by $2, while Apple Music will increase by $1. This is a bold move by the company, especially since the price of its music service has not changed since its release in 2015. While many will most likely continue using its services, the price change could have a vast impact within the industry. Recently, Spotify stated that it would consider raising its price in the U.S., but that it needed to consult with label partners. It's unknown whether competitors like YouTube Music, Tidal, or Amazon Music will also make the same changes, but without a doubt, consumers are now quite aware that a little courage could end up costing them a little more. Timmy Cantasano has published 622 articles. TIMI's passion for technology started with a Nokia, and from there blossomed into an obsession. You can feel free to message or contact him on Twitter. Now the first of three articles from BleepingComputer.com. First by Lawrence Abrams, ABRAMS, Windows 10 KB5018482 update released with 19 improvements. Microsoft has released the optional KB5018482 preview cumulative update for Windows 10 20H2, Windows 10 21H1, and Windows 10 21H2. This update includes 19 bug fixes and enhancements, including a fix for graphics issues in Direct3D, 9 games, and a bug that caused OS upgrades to fail. The KB5018482 cumulative update preview is part of Microsoft's October 2022 monthly CE update, allowing admins to test fixes coming in the November 2022 Patch Tuesday. Unlike Patch Tuesday cumulative updates, the C preview updates are optional and do not include security updates. However, if you run a Windows Insider build, the preview update will be installed automatically. Windows users can install this update by going into Settings, clicking on Windows Update, and manually performing a check for updates. As this is an optional update, you will be asked whether you wish to install it by clicking on the Download and Install link, as shown in the image below. And there's a screenshot. Windows 10 users can also manually download and install the KB5018482 preview update from the Microsoft Update catalog. What's new in Windows 10 KB5018482? The Windows 10 KB5018482 cumulative update preview includes 19 improvements or fixes, with the 7 highlighted ones listed below. It addresses an issue that causes an OS upgrade to stop responding, and then it fails. It addresses an issue that affects the font of 3 Chinese characters. When you format these characters as bold, the width size is wrong. It addresses an issue that affects Microsoft 3D9 games. I'm sorry, that's Microsoft Direct 3D9 games. The graphics hardware stops working if the hardware does not have a native Direct 3D9 driver. It addresses graphical issues in games that use Microsoft D3D9 on some platforms. It addresses an issue that affects Microsoft Edge when it is in IE mode. The titles of pop-up windows and tabs are wrong. It addresses an issue that affects the Lasso tool in a graphics editing program. It stops the start of daylight saving time in Jordan at the end of October 2022. The Jordan time zone will permanently shift to the UTC plus 3 time zone. This update also properly synchronizes the Microsoft Vulnerable Driver Block List, which prevents drivers that have known vulnerabilities from being installed in Windows. Before this update, Microsoft had not synchronized the block list to Windows 10 since 2019, effectively breaking this security feature. After installing this update, Windows 10 20H2 will be updated to build 19042.2193. Windows 10 21H1 will be updated to build 19043.2193. And Windows 10 21H2 will be updated to build 19044.2193. You can find a complete list of fixes in the KB5018482 support bulletin at the hot link. Apple fixes new zero-day used in attacks against iPhones and iPads. Article by Sergiu Gatlan, Sergiu Gatlan. In security updates released Monday, Apple fixed the ninth zero-day vulnerability used in attacks against iPhones since the start of the year. Apple revealed in an advisory today that it's aware of reports saying the security flaw may have been actively exploited. The bug, CVE-2022-42827, is an out-of-bounds write issue reported to Apple by an anonymous researcher and caused by software writing data outside the boundaries of the current memory buffer. This can result in data corruption, application crashes, or code execution because of undefined or unexpected results, also known as memory corruption, resulting from subsequent data written to the buffer. As Apple explains, if successfully exploited in attacks, this zero-day could have been used by potential attackers to execute arbitrary code with kernel privileges. The complete list of impacted devices includes iPhone 8 and later, iPad Pro, all models, iPad Air 3rd generation and later, iPad 5th generation and later, and iPad Mini 5th generation and later. Apple addressed the zero-day vulnerability in iOS 16.1 and iPad iOS 16 with improved bounds checking. Patch your iPhones and iPads. While Apple has disclosed that it knows of an active exploitation reports of this vulnerability in the wild, it has yet to release any information regarding those attacks. This will likely allow Apple customers to patch their devices before more attackers develop additional exploits and start using them in attacks targeting vulnerable iPhones and iPads. Even though this zero-day bug was most likely only used in highly targeted attacks, installing today's security updates is strongly recommended to block any attack attempts. This is the ninth zero-day fixed by Apple since the start of the year. In September last year, Apple addressed a flaw in the OS kernel, CVE-2022-32917. So that was September this year. In August, it fixed two more zero-days in the iOS kernel, CVE-2022-32894, and WebKit, CVE-2022-32893. In March, Apple patched two zero-days in the Intel graphics driver, CVE-2022-22674, and Apple AVD, CVE-2022-22675. In February, Apple released security updates to address another WebKit zero-day bug exploited to target iPhones, iPads, and Macs. In January, Apple patched another pair of zero-days allowing code execution with kernel privileges, CVE-2022-22587, and web browsing activity tracking, CVE-2022-22594. There are related articles with hot links. For Apple backports fix for actively exploited iOS zero-day to older iPhones, Apple fixes eighth zero-day used to hack iPhones and Macs this year, Apple released iOS 16 with lockdown, safety check, and security features, celebrate Apple Day with a refurbished iPad Mini 4 for $226, Russia demands answers after Apple kicks VK apps from App Store. There are hot links for each of those articles. And the last article I have from BleepingComputer.com by Lawrence Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. Windows 11 22H2 KB5018496 preview update released with 26 improvements. Microsoft has released the Windows 11 22H2 KB5018496 preview cumulative update with 26 fixes or improvements, including the rollout of a feature allowing you to launch Task Manager by right-clicking on the task bar. This Windows 11 update is part of Microsoft's October 2022 monthly CE update, allowing users to test upcoming fixes in the November 2022 patch Tuesday. As preview updates do not contain security fixes, they are optional and will not be installed automatically. Windows users can install the KB5018496 update by going into Settings, clicking on Windows Update, and selecting Check for Updates. As this is an optional update, you will be prompted to click on the Download and Install button before Windows 11 installs the update. Windows 11 users can also download and manually install the KB5018496 update from the Microsoft Update Catalog. After installing the KB5018496 update, the Windows 11 build number will be changed to 22621.755 and includes 26 improvements or fixes. The 11 fixes or improvements highlighted by Microsoft are listed below. New: it enhances search visual treatments on the taskbar to improve discoverability. This is available to a small audience initially and deploys more broadly in the months that follow. Some devices might notice different visual treatments as we gather feedback. To learn more about why you might be seeing these changes, see Search for Anything, Anywhere hot link. New: it enhances the backup experience when using your Microsoft account, MSA. Some devices might notice visual treatments for this enhancement. This is available to a small audience initially and deploys more broadly in the months that follow. New: it adds improvements to the Microsoft account experience and settings. For instance, you can manage your Microsoft OneDrive subscription and related storage alerts. New: it adds Task Manager to the context menu, when you right-click on the taskbar. This feature rolls out in coming weeks. It addresses an issue that affects Microsoft Edge when it is in IE mode. The titles of pop-up windows and tabs are wrong. It addresses an issue that might cause vertical and horizontal line artifacts to appear on the screen. That's annoying. It addresses an issue that stops the credential UI from displaying in IE mode when you use Microsoft Edge. It addresses an issue that might fail to sync the audio when you record gameplay using the Xbox Game Bar. It addresses an issue that affects File Explorer. It is less dependable when you browse for Microsoft OneDrive folders. It addresses an issue that affects the Start menu. It stops working when you use keyboard commands to move pinned items to a folder at the end of a list. It stops the start of daylight saving time in Jordan at the end of October 2022. The Jordan time zone will permanently shift to the UTC+3 time zone. While this update includes the long-awaited ability to launch the Windows Task Manager from the Windows 11 taskbar, you may still have to wait until this feature is enabled on your device. Microsoft says this feature is rolling out over the next few weeks, and in Bleeping Computer's tests, it has yet to be available on our devices. There are also two known issues in Windows 11 that are not fixed by the update, which are provisioning packages not working as expected, hotlink, and performance issues when copying large files over SMB, hotlink. You can find a complete list of improvements and fixes in the KB5018496 support bulletin, hotlink. From the HoustonChronicle.com, Magnolia's Mike Royal has turned blindness into a competitive advantage in water skiing. Article by Michael Garcia, staff writer, October 25th. October update afternoon on the 25th. There's a photo image of a blind water skier going through a course. Mike Royal water skis through a course on the lake behind his house Wednesday, October 5th, 2022 in Magnolia. Royal was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, a hereditary disease that causes degeneration of the retina and progressive loss of vision. He plans to return to the 2023 USA Adaptive Water Ski Team Championships after winning gold in the same competition in 2019. Photo by Jason Fochtman, F OCHTMAN, staff photographer. Almost 30 years ago, a medical diagnosis and the aid of a guide dog would help Mike Royal come to terms with his blindness. The Magnolia Man had tried to hide his visual impairment, fearing he would be the target of jokes and pity. He would walk with a cane in his backpack, running into objects and appearing clumsy. "I was living this false narrative," said Royal, now 54. "If you saw me, you didn't know of any outward appearance of blindness instantly. No guide dog, no cane." Today, Royal is a marathoner and record-setting medalist in water skiing and soon will be in training for the 2023 International Water Ski and Wakeboard Federation Disabled Water Ski World Championships. A retired auditor, Royal also documents his career on a personal blog and hopes to bring awareness to blind athletic programs and guide dog schools, and aims to bring his life story to center stage as a motivational speaker. Royal said that he spent most of his life being an advocate by being active, urging people to don't come tell me what you can do, show me what you can do. And now that he's in his next chapter in his life, he said he wants to show kids who were born blind or went blind later in life the opportunities that are out there for them. Royal was diagnosed at the age of 5 with a rare progressive eye disease known as retinitis pigmentosa. When he was 18, doctors told him he was legally blind and would lose his sight in his 30s. Today, Royal has very limited sight perception, light perception, and uses the screen reading technology. In May 1993, Royal got his first guide dog, Cody. That's when he said he went from being a sighted person who didn't see very much to a blind person who saw a lot. "It's not unusual for some to be in denial about being blind," said Liz Wise Carver, Newsline Texas coordinator for the nonprofit National Federation of the Blind Texas. The group was founded in 1940 and has more than 50,000 members from across the country. "I did that myself as a blind person for pretty much all of my life until 23, said Wise Carver, who was born legally blind. "Unfortunately, there's a lot of societal pressure to fit in and try not to stand out, and that can mean that you're kind of lying to others about what you could or could not see, just so you can pass as sighted." Social attitudes have changed, said Donald Hayes, director of marketing and development for the Lighthouse of Houston, a nonprofit founded in 1939 that serves 5,000 individuals who are blind or visually impaired annually. "Diversity, equity, and inclusion is big now, where it wasn't a generation ago," Hayes said. "There was a lot of treating people differently, taking them out of mainstream classes and labels and those kinds of things." For Royal, competitive sports have always been a part of his life. Before he was aware that he was legally blind, Royal was on his high school wrestling team, attending state tournaments and voted Outstanding Wrestler of the Year. After high school, Royal started running with his stepdad, who had already run several. He said he got hooked, running his first marathon in the fall of 88. He's competed in more than 20 marathons since, placing third in the visually impaired category in the 1993 Boston Marathon. Royal started skiing competitively in the early 2000s on his dad's boat that he brought to Magnolia after his dad died from cancer in 2001. Royal made his first international competition team in 2009. Royal's wife Wendy steers the boat when he's practicing at home. She's part of the Royal Family Boat Crew, a term Royal uses to highlight the key role family plays in his success. There was a lot of pressure on Royal in 2019. He was put into early retirement after his former employer, Anadarko Petroleum, was acquired by Occidental Petroleum, and he was competing for the gold medal in the 2019 IWWF Disabled Water Ski World Championships in Skarns, Norway. With his family present, Royal was able to come out on top. "I remember standing on the dock thinking of the sacrifices they made. Hopefully it feels worth it," he said. There were times where the royal family had one vehicle, with Wendy taking her husband back and forth to work. Eventually, she would be able to stay home to help with their kids while Royal continued to pursue water skiing competitively. "I'm so thankful for them allowing me to do the things I've done," he said. The family also makes time to help out the Southeastern Guide Dogs. Wendy raises puppies for a Houston group tied to the Florida-based nonprofit, and David occasionally is a guest speaker. "He's come to our group and talked openly and freely about what his experience has been," said Judy McCurley, MCKERLIE, a volunteer for the group. Royal's experiences can serve as inspiration to those who are struggling, says Ricardo Flores, president of the Sports and Recreational Division of the National Federation of the Blind Texas and public relations and second vice president for the National Beat Baseball Association. That's what's really neat, Flores said. As someone who has struggled through some sort of adversity and now uses a sport or recreation to empower them to share positive energy, we have a lot of those stories. I think the article intended to say adversity, not adversary. Email michael.d.garcia@chron.com. From finance.yahoo.com, Prevent Blindness offers new educational resources for November's Diabetes-Related Eye Disease Awareness Month, posted October 27th. Prevent Blindness offers videos, fact sheets, social media graphics, and PowerPoint presentations to educate the public on the potential effects that diabetes may have on vision. National Diabetes Statistics report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 11% of the U.S. population, approximately 37.3 million people, have diabetes. Alarmingly, 96 million people aged 18 years or older have prediabetes, 38% of the adult U.S. population. And diabetes is the leading cause of new cases of blindness among adults aged 18 to 64 years. Prevent Blindness, the nation's leading nonprofit eye health and safety organization, has declared November as Diabetes-Related Eye Disease Awareness Month in an effort to provide the public with a variety of helpful tools to prevent unnecessary vision loss from diabetes. A new episode of the Prevent Blindness Focus on Eye Health Expert series, that's a hot link, dedicated to diabetes-related eye disease and health disparities, will also be available during November. Jeff Todd, president and CEO of Prevent Blindness, will interview Kristen Nwanyanwu, Nwanyanwu, MD, MBA, MHS, Associate Professor of Ophthalmology and Visual Science, Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Nwanyanwu is the principal investigator at the SEEN Lab, S-E-E-N, Sight Saving Engagement and Evaluation in New Haven. In 2022, Prevent Blindness revamped its popular Diabetes and the Eyes educational toolkit, available in English and Spanish, which includes educational resources such as PowerPoint presentations, shareable social media graphics, and a dedicated webpage. Fact sheets, including the new Diabetes-Related Eye Disease and Mental Health fact sheet, are also available. These resources are intended for healthcare professionals, community health educators, and those in a caregiving or diabetes education role. The Diabetes and the Eyes program, supported by funding from Regeneron, also includes comprehensive video series. Videos funded in part by Focus on Diabetes. There's a hot link for that. Patient Education Webinar, Panelists of the Diabetes and Your Eyes, a Conversation Around Patient-Centered Care, is a hot link. Community-Level Health Education and Support. For more information on Diabetes and the Eyes program, please visit https://www.preventblindness.org/diabetes-and-eyes-educational-toolkit, hot link. I've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people as a podcast who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.